Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
1, 2, 3, mind pump.
7, 8, mind pump.
Mind pump.
Mind pump. Pump. Do it.
Oh, Adam.
Mind pump.
Adam, you're going to get better at it, I promise.
It didn't work.
You're going to sing better one day.
We'll get you
lessons. You know what? So you guys remember American Idol when that dude, what was his name, William Hung, that sucked hella bad?
Oh, yeah.
But he made millions of dollars because he sucked?
Well, maybe Adam's that guy.
Why aren't we fucking making Adam go on? Because imagine this, right? He sounds like Frankenstein.
Do you ever know,
Master?
You're my hero. Right.
Why? Imagine this. Muscular Adam walks up to the stage. He's got, you know, sleeved out, tat.
Oh, I'm
handsome
already
guy,
this.
And the female, you know, just, judges are like, oh my god, I can't wait.
Yeah, you he's go over, sing. You kiss each one of their hands.
He's gonna sing. I'm gonna cream myself.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And then Adam comes out. And he's
oh my god, he's probably so good.
And then he comes out. And he's like, he's like, hey girl,
ba 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 boo.
It's the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry, Adam.
Let's do it.
Adam's not even...
It's not funny. He's,
bro,
he's just pissed now.
Justin, we
actually, to a new level.
I think we heard
nothing funny
about it. We actually heard his feelings for real.
Nothing funny about
it. He usually talks shit
don't
back.
Don't make me feel bad.
I'm sorry, bro.
Well, it's just that I've done 2 years of singing lessons, and it's just I feel like it's not paying
with
off
who?
At all.
You know what,
let's
though?
Throw them under the bus.
You need to get a refund, bro.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I just ask him for a refund.
Hey, what are in the boxes over here? Where are all these big boxes?
Those are bands, man.
No, t-shirts.
Rubber band man.
Rubber bands.
Oh, those are the bands at the bottom.
All those boxes are rubber bands?
Yeah. We're delivering.
No, we're not.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we are. It's happening.
This is how things go down.
I thought they were drop shipping.
They are, but now they're not.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
now we do.
Now that we have inventory,
boss lady, and
air.
This guy over here made decisions I didn't even know about. I fucking sleep with her. I don't even know.
Yeah, well,
there you go.
I sleep with Doug, and I don't know either.
I do it all.
Gotta watch them.
All right, Doug, bring it. Bring
all
it.
All right,
what are we doing?
We've got t-shirts.
T-shirts.
We've got t-shirts. You know, we've been off for 2 weeks, and before we left, we called for a lot of reviews. Right? We said, okay, we're gonna be gone for 2 weeks, so put out a lot of reviews.
We get 100.
Yeah, we got. Yeah, 17.
Shut the
total.
Oh, 17 total
for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so we go on vacation. They go on vacation.
Oh man.
Oh, but anyway,
Adam's cutting himself.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you something. We appreciate all of you who did leave a review.
Thank you.
And we're going to reward you
with a t-shirt.
You're the true heroes.
Don't forget, you leave us a good review, you may win a brand new Corvette.
Whoa. Or a shirt.
Or a t-shirt.
Because
whichever one. Whichever
or you may
have.
Not. Yeah. Or you may not win the Corvette.
May or may not.
I forgot. We could actually get sued.
Yeah,
huh?
But anybody that's ever listened to Mind Pump ever in perpetuity won't be able to qualify for this Corvette.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you, Justin, for the disclaimers.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to give out 4 t-shirts. First going to Car2D2.
Mm. I like that guy.
Of course. Of course you do.
Austin MCC21. I love fitness and technology.
Mm.
I relate to this person.
I like bicep curls.
And Odd Rockin' Egg.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
I love that guy. He's a familiar one.
All Justin's people.
No, that last one is...
They are, aren't they?
I think that last one is Jessica, isn't it? The one of our forum members?
Odd Rockin' Egg?
Yeah, I think she's a forum member.
Oh, I'm glad she gets a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Dude. Cool.
Yeah, I know. I recognize that.
So name and address. This is your iTunes name, the one I just read off. To iTunes@mindpumpmedia.com. Send me your address, your shirt size, and we'll get that right out to you.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Listen, I want to say something here. I think it is perfect that we first of all, missed the hell out of you guys. We come back
I love you.
And we're going to reveal to our audience that we have signed our first sponsor. First sponsor.
Yeah, but you had to explain that. The biggest deal about this is that we could have
Yeah.
Signed a bunch of affiliates and sponsors.
It's not because they're the first
ones. We have waited and waited and waited for a very long time.
We're old school, dude. We court people.
We ain't going to put out unless you buy us a ring.
No.
You give us a ring? No. Here's the deal. We've had a lot of companies come to us and ask us to work with them.
A lot of cool ones, too. I don't want to bash anyone that's came for
good companies.
A lot of great companies. A
couple of them very big.
Very cool.
And, you know, they flash us numbers and this and that. But at the end of the day, we can't, our integrity prevents us from working with anybody or anything or any product that we ourselves don't really believe in or don't really support. And we got to like the people we're working with.
Right. That's the main one.
And that's a big one. Like, if I like you.
It's the main one. If we're going to do business together, if we're going to lie in bed together, bro, we got
to
like
each other. Yeah. So, you know, Adam had
to. Got to be able to spoon.
Adam's like, let me.
A little bit.
Let's hook up a little. Yeah. So what you're about to hear is an interview with two of the owners and founders of the company that we are working with, and it's Chimera Coffee.
Chimera.
Some of you may have heard of this through Ben Greenfield podcast. He talks about a lot. Juju Mufu. He's that dude. You might not know his name.
Anabolic Acrobat.
Yeah, he's that guy. You might not know his name, but he's the dude that went viral because he would like lift
you've
a heavy ass
commercials.
Barbell.
Yeah, he was actually on America's Got Talent. I believe.
Yeah, he was just on America's Got Talent like a week ago. Well, 2 weeks.
But what's
now.
His call? What's his claim to fame? Right. He would hold.
He's an acrobat. He's a huge bodybuilder.
He's a strong, muscular guy, and he would like hold a barbell above his head with like 200 pounds or 300 pounds, and then do the splits on two chairs while holding the barbell.
Yeah,
does crazy shit. And he's one of their athletes.
He's one of their original guys that was started with them. He grew. That's kind of how they both grew together.
It was a symbiotic.
It was.
It was a symbiotic. Adam, what does symbiotic mean?
You know what? This is what made, This is how I found Chimera.
Like
I found Chimera because I found his page first. And I've been following him since, God, when he had hardly any followers. So he literally had maybe a few thousand followers, and I was following. Because I thought his page was hilarious. And I kept seeing this Chimera Coffee. And so then I started doing my homework and research on it, and I was like, oh, this sounds kind of cool. And I knew you would be excited about it because the nootropics.
Yeah,
and
so
it was around that same time when we were looking at that. So we've been watching these guys for quite some time
now. Yeah, if you're not familiar with Chimera Coffee, it's coffee that has natural nootropics infused, and nootropics are compounds that are supposed to improve cognitive function or improve the health of the brain, you know, improve blood flow, the way that neurotransmitters work in the brain, improve the plasticity of, you know, your neurons. And you know, caffeine is a classic nootropic, right? So, you know, if you're kind of feeling like unmotivated or you're not feeling quite as sharp, a cup of coffee perks you up and it improves cognitive performance. They've done this. They've done tests on this. There's no disputing it. But there's other compounds that are out there that, number one, work well with caffeine and with coffee, and number two, work well on their own. And what they've done is they've taken the best ones and infused them in their coffee. So they sent us samples a while ago, and because they wanted to work with us, and we tested them, and we like them. We like the products. We like the people that run the company. Very similar story to ours. Mm-hmm. They're new. They're hungry. Great integrity. You'll hear this in the interview. They say a few things in the interview you're about to listen to, where you can tell like these are legit. These are good guys. You know, they're not bullshitters, and they're also pretty down to earth. I mean, we talked to them off air a bunch of times, and they're guys that we would hang out with. They're not just guys that we'd work with.
It was kind of neat to listen. So this is the first time we podcasted them. We, like Sal said, we've talked to them several times off air. And for some reason, because we're podcasting, you could feel like a little nervousness from them or something. Because they like, everyone's so concerned.
It was the first time they even said at the end. Like, yeah. That's the first time we've done a podcast. So that's cool that we were the first.
Dude, people get nervous knowing that other people are going to listen to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think for us, it's just,
well, you never
we
know
don't
what,
think, so let's just go. You know, maybe
you never know what people are going to ask you too, right? And I still think that even though people know better, you still think that like, is this live? You know, are people going to hear this, or how does this work?
Exactly.
Do I get to go back and chop up the stuff I didn't like? I said,
it didn't help that we had malfunctions, you know, from the very beginning.
Oh yeah, we had actually recorded some, and then the power went out. It's the second time it's happened to us.
Yeah, second time power's went out
when we've been doing an interview,
but we bounced back.
And so the quality of the audio, we're going to try and clean it up. It's okay, but we were calling the Dominican Republic. That's where they're located. That's where they grow their coffee. We like the fact that they're next to their their product so they can keep an eye on it. And, that you know, for those of you that aren't familiar, the Dominican Republic is known for having excellent coffee. So without any further ado, you're going to hear Mind Pump interviewing two of the owners of Chimera Coffee. You're going to be listening to Frankie Pimentel and Alex Santoni.
Don't forget their promo code.
Oh, shit. There you go, Adam. by the way, if you you want to check out their product, you want to try coffee that's got nootropics in it, you go to their website, Chimera Coffee with a K. So Chimera with a K and coffee with a K.com. Buy their product. Enter the promo code MINDPUMP. You'll get a discount, 10% off, I believe. So try it out.
I don't want to just keep it real with you guys. You know, Sal kind of grazed over it about these guys that we like. These guys. That is the main reason why I feel like we're doing business with these guys. There's a million cups of coffee out there. There's a million different companies that do nootropics and stuff. What they are doing, combining it and some of the ingredients they have and the product they deliver is top notch. That would be a must for us, but. Really, for us, we've had even coffee companies that we've dealt with. We were really excited to get to know these guys, and we've gotten to know them over the last few months. And like I said, I've been following them for quite some time, and I'm most excited about that. And the keeping it real part with you guys is, you know, those of you that maybe you're not huge coffee drinkers, or maybe you already have your coffee that you drink, you know, I'm going to ask straight up for you guys for support. You know, I would love for you guys to help us support them and support what they're doing. Because
right. Show them some love for coming and reaching out to us. Yeah, for sure. That'd be great.
Exactly. They contacted us. We really, really like them. We like the way that they do business. We're excited for them, and we really want to help these guys. We plan to bring on all their affiliates and interview them, help them out any way we possibly can. We're really excited for this company, and they're hooking you guys up with 10%. Off on the coffee. I know it's not huge numbers, but their coffee is reasonable, very reasonable mm-hmm. priced. A lot of coffees, you
especially
know,
especially when
out
you
there.
Consider what's in it.
Yeah, especially for what's in it. You know, it's easily a coffee like this gets marked up for top dollar. So
right. So so now you're gonna listen to us talk to Frank and Alex from Chimera Coffee.
Is this Alex?
Alex here.
Alex, this is Blockbuster Video. You have a video that you've had for the last 2 years that you haven't returned.
Have a what?
It's Backdoor Bandits. It's overdue by
oh my god
by you two by two
hey,
years.
Alex wants to know if he could use this podcast platform to come out of the closet. Damn it!
We're good at doing that for you guys.
You're catching me a little off guard here. Think about it for a little bit. Backdoor Bandits. Yeah. Oh, wow.
It would probably be cheaper if you just purchased it, actually.
So it's like $650 now?
Yeah, it's $650.47 is the overdue fee. So I think you can actually buy that DVD now for $35.
Log Jamming was the other one. You might want to pay for that.
So Alex, you know.
It's a good thing you didn't find Anal Intruders too. That was a beast.
Oh, you're going sci-fi on me. I like it.
So, I'm multifaceted. I mean, I like to work on all genres.
So what we wanted to do with you guys today, we really want to keep it light. We're just going to get to really know you guys. I know we kind of bullshit a little bit, but we talked mostly business last time. Before we get into any talking about the business, things like that, I want to hear more about your guys' story. It was super cool to find out that the two of you guys went all the way back to elementary. Is that how far back? You guys went back pretty far.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to hear kind of your stories. I mean, kind of share with us each of your individual stories and what got you guys to here.
Well, Alex and I have known each other since like sixth grade. You know, we've been best friends since we were kids. Alex went to college in Boston, and then I went to college in Florida and then university in Boca Raton. You know, he kind of did his thing, and I did my thing, and we came back to the Dominican Republic. So Alex actually stayed over there and worked for Alex. How long did you work over in
about 7 years? I stuck around in Miami for a bit longer than I was expecting. But I guess everybody goes home at one point, and then that point for me was 2011 when I go back to the Dominican Republic. But yeah, but me and Frank have always hung out, and we went to, as Frank has said, since sixth grade we've been best friends. And all throughout college, I mean, I would fly over to Miami and visit, and he would fly up to Boston. And we always had a really, you know, tight group of guys. I mean, it's not only me and Frank; it's just a whole bunch of other dudes from elementary, and we still hang out today. So, you know, first and foremost, me and Frank are friends. and we've always been very, very, you know, good friends. So when this happened, when Chimera happened, actually Frank and our other business partner, Peloto, they were the ones who started it off. Because, you know, all of us have 9-to-5 jobs. I mean, you know, unfortunately, I think the long-term view is to have Chimera as a full-time thing. I think everybody, you know, wishes that. You know, right now we each have our own thing going on. So Frank and Ted, they started the business first, and I joined a little later, not so much later, maybe about a year later than they actually kicked it off. So I was the last one to come in, and I think it's, you know, it's been very easy when you have a group of friends that you know, respect each other and they also like each other, and you have this, you know, 20-year back history. I mean, I think that from my point of view, it's been very, very easy. I've had other experiences with other businesses where it's not that easy. You know, nothing is easy in the sense that the business is hard, but the relationship between the partners has been, you know, completely fluid, and that helps. So yeah.
I was going to ask you. So, when you say that piece, who brings what to the table? You know, when I think of all the four guys that are in this room right now, and each of us brings something different to it, what do you guys each bring to the table, and what are your strengths and weaknesses? How do you guys complement each other in business?
Yeah, and I think that's exactly why it's so fluid, and that's why, you know, when I came in, it was perfect, really. So Frank is really, really, he's always been into nutrition, and you know, he's always been extremely active, and Ted as well. But personality-wise, and I won't speak for Frank, but, you know, Ted is more, he's a lot more creative than me and Frank, and he has all these, you know, crazy ideas, he's very spiritual, and he has a very, you know, kind of loose, laid-back kind of way of looking at things. Me, I come from a finance background, I'm extremely, you know, methodical and detail-oriented, and, you know, I live my life through Excel worksheets. And so I'm, you know, I'm in charge of the numbers. That's why they call me numbers. So I'm the finance guy. That is more of a creative person who designs products. And Frank is, you know, I think it's more of a the execution on them. And he really takes care of everything on the business side of things. So I think we all complement each other. I mean, we don't have titles, honestly. But I think if you were to assign titles, you know, Ted would be marketing. Frank would be, you know, operations, and I would be finance.
Excellent. Now, why pick the fitness industry? Why pick the fitness and health industry? I know you guys, you know, your product is a coffee-based product, but you target the health and wellness industry. It's not like you're selling.
Yeah, what,
you know,
led
Starbucks
you in that direction?
Well, we both, Theo and I, basically, we both love sports. I mean, he does jiu-jitsu. I've been weightlifting since I was 16 years old. I've always been very active. I love playing tennis, running, CrossFit. You know, I like to dabble in anything fitness related. So, you know, we used to like doing pre-workouts, as a lot of people do. And we switched on over to coffee, and we have awesome coffee here in the Dominican Republic. And through, like, podcasts and Tim Ferriss and stuff, we started to dabble with nootropics, which was very interesting to us.
Oh, so you guys actually, and you guys were pursuing coffee first before the nootropics came around. So that wasn't like a plan.
Yeah. No, it wasn't planned. So we were like, I found myself drinking coffee at work and taking these brain vitamins. Tim Ferriss had this really popular brain vitamin. I don't know if he makes it anymore, called Brain Quick or something quick. So I noticed that I was feeling like more focused,
and I thought all that was snake oil, because, you know, back when this was happening, Chimera was like nowhere to be. I mean, it wasn't on the radar yet. And Frank was just consuming this stuff, and Theodore as well. And he used to talk to me about this stuff all the time, like nootropics. I'm like, that's bullshit. I mean, something that you take and it makes you feel. I mean, that's Ritalin, right? So I was highly skeptical. And then this one time when he came over to my house, I don't remember what we were doing. And he gives me that, he gives me like a pill. I mean, it's, you know, the product, I don't know if it's that, you know, Brain Quick thing that you just mentioned or some other product. And I took it, you know, I was extremely skeptical, as I said, and it worked. I was extremely productive. I think I didn't even know what to do. I was looking for chores around the house. I mean, who does that? And then from then on, I guess I had a newfound respect for that product, because, I mean, I think it's rare to see something like today that, you know, they advertise something that's so, far off, and then it actually works. So, I mean, for me, that moment was like, all right, I mean, this sort of stuff, I mean, at least it, you know, it feels like it works, so... Well, and sorry to interrupt, Frank, but I thought that was funny.
No.
I mean, I thought that was complete BS before I took it.
Well, this is what makes you guys interesting in the industry is that you went in as skeptics, and now you make a product that, I mean, we've all tried Chimera Coffee, and it is different than just drinking coffee. Now, before I discovered your product, I myself would take nootropics along with coffee. Coffee itself, of course, contains caffeine, which is a classic nootropic, and it's got some other compounds in there. And what I used to do is I would take theanine, the amino acid theanine, with coffee because I noticed it made me less edgy. I felt more focused and smooth.
Right.
And so when you guys, you know, when we looked at your product and I saw all the different, you know, nootropics in there, and you guys went the natural route, the nootropics you chose are not the synthetic nootropics that there's other nootropics that are out there that are synthetic, but you guys went the natural route, which I enjoy, which I like.
It's a big deal for us.
It is. It's a big deal because having taken synthetic nootropics in the past, I noticed that there would be some negative returns after a while, or I found myself building, you know, interesting tolerances. But you know, you guys have infused your coffee with you know, compounds that have their own, you know, kind of health properties. Would you mind going into some of those? Let's talk about theanine, for example. Why put theanine in coffee? Because that's one of the nootropics or one of the compounds you have in there.
Well, like you said, that it helps you hone that caffeine and those jitters. It brings them down. It's basically like kind of a decelerator of you know, epinephrine and norepinephrine. So it's a great balance. It balances out all the jitters and the caffeine, and it helps you feel like, you know, when people say that they feel like they're in the flow state, like the zone.
Yes.
It kind of helps you feel more like that.
A lot
of people take theanine like right before going to sleep, for example.
Well, this is what I noticed about theanine. It's not, it doesn't make you sleepy. It makes you focused and relaxed if you take it on its own. Would you say that may be one of the reasons why? Because here's what I notice with coffee. If I drink a lot of coffee, because that's what I do pre-workout, right? I'll have some coffee pre-workout. It's the best pre-workout I've ever used because, A, it's good for me. B, it's not full of a bunch of garbage. And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't make me feel like shit afterwards. But what I notice with coffee even is I would get a little bit of a crash. Is the theanine the reason why I noticed with Chimera that I don't get that sharp drop off, you know, afterwards?
A nice even energy.
Okay.
Yeah, it definitely has that effect to the caffeine.
Got it. And
That has to do with the release of dopamine in your system when you take coffee. The dopamine level will go up, and then what theanine does. And I think, and Frank, correct me if I'm wrong, but a couple of the other nootropics have this prolonged effect as well.
Right.
So it kind of at the curve, it extended a little bit. So that usual typical crash. Now, you know, I will say this, and a lot of people ask us this question, especially with the X-rays. You know, how much should I take? And I guess, you know, everybody kind of has a different caffeine tolerance. So you should, you know, always, of course, you know, assess your own tolerance to caffeine, because everybody obviously has different tolerances. Like when I started drinking Chimera on a frequent basis, I didn't start off with a huge, huge tolerance, but now I'm up to, you know, a cup a day, and that's good for me. And you know, there's people that have, you know, five cups per day, and then there's Juju that has, you know, five, you know, pots per day. So everybody has a different sort of level, and that's I think first and foremost to all of our, you know, the people who buy Chimera and our friends and everything. That's the first thing that we tell them, like, listen, you should have the same amount of coffee that you would have had, you know, otherwise.
Well, Dan, you know,
for those who don't know, like he said, Juju is short for the great Juju Mufu. If you guys haven't heard of him, you should check him out at Juju Mufu.
Yeah, he's the guy that
you guys know about.
He's
him,
a
right?
Maniac.
Yeah, he's a maniac. He's the guy that went viral. you know, he would hold like 200 pounds above his head and do a split in between the chairs.
I'm excited to have
my
him.
Nuts hurt watching his videos.
Here's it. So you said something that is very interesting just now. Okay. Having been in this industry as long as I've been, and I can speak for the two other my two co-hosts here, the advice that you will typically get from people who are selling their supplements is more is better. And here's what you said that blew me away just now. You basically said that you use a cup a day and that's perfect for you. And, you know, to use a responsible amount and to find what works for your body. This is a very this is a different message than we typically hear from supplement companies, which basically tell you to take more and more and more. You know, you got protein powder companies.
You got a loading phase.
Yeah, you know, you got to take protein in the morning. Take it between your workouts. Take it. So I really appreciate that. I wanted to talk about some of the other nootropics in there before we talk about the coffee, because at the end of the day, this is also a coffee. I want to talk about, you know, how the taste and the quality of it. But Alpha GPC, can you explain that a little bit and what that does and why that's in the coffee?
Yeah, it's basically a choline compound. So when it reaches a blood-brain barrier, it helps your neurotransmitters communicate with each other.
So it widens the highway.
Yeah, it widens the highway. I would like to use that analogy.
I love, you know, traffic and street metaphors.
Neurotransmitters is what makes you react to anything that happens in your life. You know, muscle reaction, mental reaction. Choline compound is a great neurotransmitter for your brain.
Got it, because it's a form of choline. Now, choline itself is considered a nootropic, but I know alpha GPC, from what I've studied and read, is more of a superior form. This also has taurine in it. Taurine, I know, can be used to synthesize certain neurotransmitters. And then DMAE, this is an interesting compound. This is also present in, if I'm not mistaken, certain prescription drugs to prevent the plaque buildup in the brain that causes things like Alzheimer's. So it helps the brain.
You could also get it in like salmon and sardines. So, you know, if you want to find that natural, you could get in those fishes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, it's one of the, it's one of the reasons why.
Probably why Dom has his sardines every morning.
Well,
right?
It's one of the reasons why fish, aside from the omega-3 fatty acids, is good for you. Now, you guys are located in the Dominican Republic. What makes I know that's a great place to grow coffee. What makes it so awesome?
Basically, the mountain region. I mean, the Dominican Republic is an island. You know, when you're in the coast, that's not really a good region for coffee to grow. You need like a cooler climate, and you need, you know, very, very good shade conditions. So we have a very you know, high central mountain region that produces extremely, extremely good coffee. So when Frank and Dio initially had the idea, they were like, listen, coffee is like perfect. I mean, we already export a whole bunch of coffee all over the world. And, you know, our coffee and a variety of brands of Dominican coffee are already present on, you know, store shelves in the U.S. So, you know, why not take this product, which is great, and use that as a base for the marine and the nootropics that we're taking on a regular basis. So the coffee is, I think it's about from 4,000 to 4,500 feet high. It's a family-owned coffee farm. It's beautiful. It's been run by the same family for about 80 years. We partnered up with them for this specific endeavor, and they're, I mean, it was just like the nicest group of people. Very, you know, not extremely business savvy, but very oriented towards producing just fantastic coffee. And they've been doing this stuff for so long that they're doing extremely well. So they were happy to join forces with us, let's say, for Panera Coffee, because it's not something that they were doing before. They produce their own brand as well, but I think they saw the potential of a new market that was not on their radar. I mean, imagine that their coffee is used as a vessel to transport these, you know, great amino acids for a population that's looking for great tasting, natural, no BS coffee, and you know, these very natural supplements. So I mean, it was a great match, and it's beautiful out there.
Excellent. Now I can speak for us and as to why we, you know, decided to partner with you guys. I mean, we've been approached by numerous companies in the past, and you know, at the end of the day, we always decided we're not gonna work with them. You guys came across very responsible. It's kind of along the same page as a lot of our message. You have a good product. It's natural. You know, coffee's there's tons of studies out on the health benefits of coffee, especially if you can tolerate, you know, the caffeine. There's amazing benefits to it. But I have a question for you guys. What made you guys decide to talk to us? Because we're not a very easy, our podcast is a little bit, you know, we're a little
We play hard to get.
Yeah, we're a little out there and whatever.
And we say shit.
Yeah. So, how did you guys hear about us? Like, what made you decide, okay, we're going to talk to these crazy monkeys?
Well, I'm always looking for podcasts. Like, I love listening to podcasts, and you know, I always like experimenting with fitness podcasts, and I found yours to be really genuine. And it's like, it's very relatable because it sounds like I'm in the room shooting the shit with you guys. So I really like that. And you guys also, I'll tell you right now, one of my favorite episodes is when you outed the Shreds thing.
Oh yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Dude,
like it was yesterday.
Yeah. We can't, we kind of have big mouths a little bit, and it's hard for us to.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, you guys were like the only ones that basically called that bullshit.
Yeah.
Excellent. Sweet. So you were saying that.
We respect that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Respect, brothers.
Yeah. Now, which one of you guys is into martial arts? Is that you, Frank?
Yeah.
Jiu-jitsu?
I dabble. Yeah, I do some jiu-jitsu, some kickboxing, a little bit of wrestling.
Kimera is a little bit in the MMA world as well. I think, who is it, Jake Shields, that also works with Kimera?
Yeah, so Jake Shields and I have been friends for about 5 years now. And when we started this project, we invited him over to the Dominican Republic just to hang out and stuff. And, you know, we were just talking about our new project and stuff, and we decided, you know, to get him on board with us. So he was really excited. We really like his personality, what he represents, the type of athlete that he is. So it was kind of like a no-brainer to bring Jake on board.
What's interesting to me with the whole concept of nootropics, or these are, you know, nootropics are compounds that improve cognitive function, right? They make you think better, smarter, faster.
Yeah, brain vitamins.
Exactly.
In layman's terms.
And what's interesting to me is for so long, supplements were focused on how to make muscles, you know, build faster, perform better. And really, besides creatine, there's really nothing that's been out that's really done much, but nootropics are fascinating. They're fascinating to me. It seems like they were adopted by, I mean, we're in Silicon Valley here, and I know of people that don't even work out that will take nootropics because it helps them perform at work.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think a lot of people don't realize is it's your brain that, and your central nervous system that are what are responsible for your performance in the gym. So, you know, when you take a strong stimulant or when you take a good nootropic and you go lift weights, the cognitive enhancement means physical enhancement too. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, people take multivitamins. So, I mean, why not take multivitamins for your brain? It's like that unless you have an excellent diet, you wouldn't really nourish the brain like, you know, supplementing it.
Well, I think...
Yeah, I mean, you take nootropics, you can take them with your food. I mean, if you eat salmon... if you drink a lot of tea, you know, if you eat a lot of eggs, I mean, you're going to get taurine, you're going to get DMAE, you're going to get alpha GPC, and you're going to get theanine from all these sources. But usually, you don't get enough of them to make a difference. So, I mean, that's another thing that we liked about it, that it's something that's completely natural, and we're just giving it to you in a more concentrated dose.
Now, how would you explain the effects of Kimera versus other types of coffee? I can speak just from personal experience that. I do notice a difference between drinking Kimera and drinking regular coffee, and it's there. It's definitely there. You can definitely tell, but it's subtle. And what I mean by subtle is I get the same. I get a good buzz like I do with coffee, but the buzz that I feel, it feels very smooth, very clean. It's not nearly as edgy.
It's more even and long term.
It lasts longer. I don't crash.
It's like a cleaner buzz.
Okay. So I'm not the only one. So, and then the other thing I notice is I'm relatively sensitive to, caffeine, much more so than like Justin and Adam. These guys can drink 5 gallons of coffee a day, and I just can't do it.
He's like our filter. He's got all these tummy things going on. So.
Yeah. I guess, I mean, you're more like me. Like, I'm super caffeine sensitive. I mean, when I started about a year ago, I couldn't even drink a whole cup without feeling jittery. So, yeah, I can completely relate.
Yeah, and I noticed less of that, much less of that. Like, no heart palpitations. I didn't get, like, the stress, the where it's just excessive and I feel stressed almost, or I'll get out of breath. I noticed with Chimera, it was different. It almost felt like a different stimulant almost. It almost felt like I wasn't drinking, like it was like coffee, but better. And I know that sounds like a big commercial, but I'm just being totally honest. I mean, guys,
that's what sold it for me when I knew, like, cause we tease Sal about his tummy all the time. And so he's like Mr. Sensitive. So he's like the perfect tester for something like this. Cause he isn't. Justin and I are the big coffee drinkers. So when we knew that his tummy could handle it and he got all the benefits from it, we're like, okay, this is a win all the way around. But here's the thing though. Sal asked you guys a bunch of questions that were super important for us and our audience to understand with Chimera Coffee. I have some things that are very important to me that I like to know from anybody that I'm going to do business in.
Here comes the sex questions.
So here, I have some tough questions for you both.
Man. Here we go.
So starting off, I have a series of them that I had written down that are very important for me to find out from you. So both of you guys can let me know. Are you guys a fake boob guy or an all natural boobs? Which one?
I knew it.
Oh, my gosh. I like me some fake titties, dog.
Okay, all right.
All right. You're in good
company. I'm going to have to second that.
Okay, oh, good. Right on. See, I like you guys already. Are you guys more winter or summer? Are you a winter or a summer?
What?
Winter, oh, my God. Winter.
Oh, winter time.
Dude, and you're in the Dominican?
No, he says winter because it's summer year round over here. Yeah, sense. I mean, I'm sweating right now. That's how hot and humid this is down here. I love me some winter, man. Listen, summer all day, every day.
Yeah, I was going to say, you say that, bro, but then you live somewhere fucking where it's snowing all the time and you'd be missing where you're at right
listen,
now.
Listen, I spent a couple of summers in Rochester, New York, and that is seriously cold. I mean, I think it's like, you know, don't go out of your house cold. And I loved it.
Okay. Yeah. The shoes on your feet right now, what are you both wearing? What sneakers or flip flops or no feet? What do you got on there?
I'm actually wearing some chukas.
What'd you say? Chukas?
What are chukas?
What the hell is a chuka?
Yeah, what's a chuka?
Please explain.
The kids are wearing this nowadays. They're called like chukas. They're like high top.
Yeah, yeah. No, my boy's in style. That's good.
I don't know if you're supposed to know what that even means. I'm not wearing anything. I'm barefoot.
You're barefoot? Are you barefoot? Yeah. Do you have a favorite pair that you would wear? Do you have a brand that you typically wear? Like Sal only owns a pair of Sambas. Like, that's all he fucking wears. Are you like that? Do you have one pair of shoes and you wear it for every occasion?
I think I have an old pair of Converse that I've been wearing for like 5 years.
Yes.
That's my go-to.
That's the go-to.
Converse.
Bro, when
I
you,
love my Converse.
When you said chukas, I thought you said chanclas.
that's how we say flip-flops over here in the Dominican.
Right? I know. Yeah. I got scared because I know you guys throw them at your kids.
Oh, shit.
like boomerangs.
That's right.
Yeah, boomerangs. Those things are guided, man.
All right.
I have the bruises to show for it.
So a trip, if you guys are going to go, Vegas or Hawaii?
Vegas.
Capital,
baby.
Oh, yes.
Very good.
We're going to have a good time. Yeah. Blondes or brunettes?
Dude, really? Yeah. That's a tough one.
You know what?
Brunette.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
There is no answer.
There is no
brunette.
You can't.
Well, yeah.
You can't discriminate.
And
there is no answer, so I should have just kept my mouth shut.
No. Sal absolutely does not know the answer to this test at all whatsoever.
To this test?
Doesn't know. I don't show him.
It's the first
this
time we've done
do,
this.
Do, okay, last question. Do you like to have sex with the lights on or the lights off?
That's an awful question. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Don't answer that. Don't answer that. It doesn't matter. But what does matter?
A 100-watt bulb, baby.
We want to see everything.
It's super
high definition. One of those incandescents, like the really white office kind of situation.
Oh shit!
All right.
You're gonna spend $500,000 on a toy. Do you do it on a car or do you do it on a boat?
Car. You know, there are a lot of boats here in the DR, and they say there's a saying here that says that the happiest
the two happiest days in a boat owner's life is the day he buys it and the day he sells it. I've never owned a boat. I don't even know what that means, but I guess
I'll be really happy when I borrow Alex's car.
There you go.
What kind of car you got, Alex?
Or what kind of car you gonna get, maybe?
Yeah.
No, if he does,
Dodge Caravan.
Oh, Dodge Caravan.
Alex has a minivan.
No, he doesn't.
Badass.
It's got a bed.
Does that come equipped with a DVD player?
Does it come equipped with six kids in the back?
Like 6'5".
It's got a bed in the back. Hey, so I heard some. So here's what I know about the Dominican Republic. Apparently, the women are attractive there. Very, very attractive. Is this true or false?
Oh, this is all depending on our trip there.
Alex, true.
How come Alex had to answer
very
that?
True.
Are you are you married, Frank, or something? Yeah. You can't answer that question?
No, Alex gets really nervous at those questions. That's why I find it very funny.
Oh, so you put it on him.
Good.
Is there, you know, with deeper into that question, is it like, is there pockets of it all over, or is it, I mean, in general, there's just lots of beautiful women, or is there definitely areas that are much better than others?
There's areas.
Describe areas. The booties.
So when we fly out there to do business with you guys, this is mm-hmm. the area that we normally would fly out to do business?
Quote unquote.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
It would happen to be in that region.
That's it. That's important for all of us. Yeah, a lot of our wives and girlfriends know that.
You have to make sure when you land, you pick Punta Cana as your airport. Yeah, that's pretty much the place to be right
Punta
now.
Punta Panta? Say that
beaches.
Again?
I mean, it's the best this country has to offer right now. It's fantastic.
What was the name again? I'm writing this down.
Punta Cana.
Punta
Cana. That airport code PUJ.
That sounds like
it sounds sexy.
At 8, 10, 11.
Sounds like vaginas everywhere.
Yeah. It really sounds like a vagina.
Again, my limited Spanish makes me understand other things. I thought he said puta.
That's perfect. That's all you need.
You landed.
I'm in puta, everybody.
I think you're all set, man. I think you're set.
Yeah, perfect.
I'm looking for now. How often do you guys come back this way? Do you guys ever come back over into the States that often? Are you guys mostly based out of there? I mean, how often are you over here? Are you ever on the over on the West Coast?
No, we travel plenty there. I mean, we've done a couple of the Fit Expos in Los Angeles. We were just there in January of this year. Spent about a week there with all those guys, with Jake and Juju and me, Ted, Frank, and we were all up there. It's hard work, but we were able to spend a few days. Just touring around, strolling. I mean, we love the West Coast. I personally love Los Angeles. I like San Francisco. I've been to the northern parts. It's fantastic. But yeah, basically, I guess Miami. We do a lot of business there as well in New York. So we try to get out there as much as we can. But definitely, I mean, if we were to pick a spot to go to maximize our business and meet people, it's definitely LA. That's where most of our ambassadors are.
Yeah. Now you guys, Chimera's is basically as old or as young as Mind Pump, right? You guys have only been in business for not that long. When did you guys start?
Yeah, we just had our anniversary on the 24th of June. So we just turned a year old since launching. So before June 2015, it was about 2 years, two, three years of R&D.
And the growth seems like it's been pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, we've hit a couple of out of stocks. Those are never good, but I guess those are good problems to have. We've been growing month to month. Every single month is growth. So we've been trying to get a better sense of the logistics situation so that those out of stocks don't happen in the future. But I mean, it's been a wild ride, man. I mean, it's fantastic. I mean, every time we call, we schedule a new production. Every time it's bigger and bigger and bigger. It's very, very exciting. And before we started off with a very small warehouse in Miami, now we have warehouses in California and in New York. It's great. We're growing.
Now, if I heard correctly, you guys still work on the side as well, correct? Or is this full time now?
No. We all have 9-to-5s, as I call it. I mean, I'm an investment banker by trade. Frank is in the construction industry. And so is Theodore. So we all have jobs, but I'd be lying to you if I said that, 9-to-5, there was no Chimera going on. I mean, Chimera is 24/7 for us. Every pocket that we have of free time is spent thinking, doing, executing, growing, and molding this business that's
taken off.
We're just all like really passionate about it, and we think about this 24/7.
Well, I'm going to be honest. Yeah. That makes
gives me horny.
Yes, it makes me want to support you guys even more because it's so similar.
Well, it's very similar to us.
Just
to
our story. We just decided that
Sal just quit his bus driving job literally last month.
Yeah, right.
No, we stopped bouncing at the strip club.
Yeah,
Adam, you gave the boss a finger.
Adam,
remove the safety net.
Adam stopped turning tricks last week. So
yeah.
No, I mean we literally
that's not true.
We literally have decided the three of us. Have finally decided we're going to be doing this 100%. So we're all going to stop doing our other, you know, other jobs. And I'll tell you what, very difficult decision to make because it's scary, but it's fucking exciting. And it's you know, and I'm sure you guys are in the same place. Like, you see how well you're doing now, and you're not even doing it. Like, you're not even given everything because you still have to work. And just imagine what can happen when you go at it 100%. Pretty exciting.
Well,
that's a short term goal.
Yeah, I'll say to you guys the same thing that I said to the men that were in this room, because I feel like we waited longer than what we should have to do that.
He's the pressure cooker.
And here's the thing, and that's why I was so special with these guys, and you guys sound very similar to us. Is the sooner you do that, the better off you are, because I'm sure you're just like these guys, where if you put someone like them in a corner. That's when the best comes out of them. You back them into a corner and you force them to, you know, live or die type of situation.
Fuck or walk.
That's right. Fuck or walk.
I'd
and you
fuck.
You watch the best of them come out. And I've been pressuring them for quite some time for us, knowing that it would be scary, knowing that we were leaving all big careers to do this and follow our passion and our dream. But I said, you know, the time is here, and I know that you guys will rise to the occasion, and you guys are probably the same. So that's just my two cents. If you guys are close to that point, man, because it is scary. It'll always be scary, but it's fucking exciting. And
yeah, I mean, and I believe
fantastic.
That. I believe
that's
that.
Great that you guys did that. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that you guys are going to be successful. I mean, you made the right choice. You believe in it. You have conviction, and that's all it takes, man. I mean, it's just a lot of hard work and a goal, and just, you know, get there.
Well, it's exciting.
Remove that safety net.
That's right,
exactly,
man.
Because when you have that safety net, you tend to. I mean, you just you look at it, right? You look at it and you say, "Oh, I can fall right here." But when there's no safety net, man, you just got to run full speed. And like I said, it's fuck or walk. It's exciting to grow to partner up with a company that's along kind of the same trajectory for a few reasons. Number one, there's a lot more flexibility. I think, you know, when you're working with a company that's newer, there's more flexibility to move and mold with the industry and to come up with an idea. You come up with a new idea, you can execute versus when you're working with this big, massive ship and it just takes forever to turn and you can't, you know, I see supplement companies right now, for example.
Well, that's why we turn down everybody. Yeah.
I mean, so you
talk a big game, but they can't change on the dot.
No, you see it. You see them now. They're trying to scramble. They're trying to scramble to change because the market is changing and more people. Look, the reality is I'm meeting more people now that prefer to drink coffee before their workout than take a pre-workout supplement. 5 years ago, nobody. It was different. It was the opposite. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's exciting to be partnered up with people who are, you know, kind of new and you know, can shift, can change, you know?
I think consumers nowadays are really smart.
Yes.
And, you know, as long as you give them a great product and you're authentic and no BS, and I think you're going to be okay.
I believe that that's truer than ever right now. I truly believe that and that's something.
It's so simple though. It's just weird that it's taken so long, I guess, for the entire, you know, mass of producers to be, you know, to realize that. And a lot of these big ships are trying to maneuver right into this, and they can't, right? I mean, they're just too big to just quickly overnight shift into, all right, like, you know, now I sell the products. I don't think you can do that. Right?
No,
you have to create something.
That's why there are a lot of them are so fucked, because they've been pitching one thing for so long that if they were to switch directions, everybody would be calling bullshit, because they, wait a second, you were just saying that this is for this and I should be taking this and I should be taking that, and now you're going to go back and say all these things are bad for you and you've been selling us that for the last 5-10 years. Like, so that's the predicament that they're all in. They either, one, they got to completely fucking start over and build a different business model, or they literally have to double down and keep pushing. And that's what we're battling. I feel like that's what a lot of what Mind Pump is about, is we come after a lot of companies and come after a lot of people that are putting out bullshit because they know they have to, because they've been put in that predicament.
They got inventory.
Yeah, exactly. They got inventory and they got a lot of shit they've been pushing for a long time. And more studies are coming out of all these adverse effects of all this shit that we're pumping into us. And, you know, this is, you know, we're now in an era where, you know, Yelps and, you know, reviews, and you got all this stuff and everybody can connect to each other. And it's so crazy that, you know, you said that the consumer now is so, so much smarter than what they were before. And the ability to check out a company so fast and all the details and find and learn it at our fingertips now.
Well, it's also rare to find people with a lot of integrity. I mean, what you said earlier about, you know, telling people to drink what was appropriate for them versus trying to push upon them that they need to, you know, consume more and more of your product. I think that was that shows integrity. But it's also very smart nowadays. It's very smart because you can't get away with the same bullshit that you could, you know, 10 or 15 years ago. You know, when you're talking about a product.
Yeah, and you want that person to buy from you again. I mean, if they like your product and they like what you're doing and they're enjoying the product. And so our job is to make sure that people enjoy it and take it safely and the way it's intended.
And you create a sense of trust, you know, that you have their well-being first and foremost.
Excellent.
Absolutely.
Now let me ask you this. How do you guys make your coffee regular through the, you know, like with French press, or do you do cold brew, or what are some of the best ways you recommend using Camara?
Drip guy myself. Frank turned me on to that because before here in the Dominican Republic, it's very popular. I don't even know how you say this in English. What do you call it?
It's like a stovetop espresso.
Yeah, I do that. That's good.
I've seen that.
Yeah, and that puts out like really, really dark, kind of a special type coffee, and that's what I used to drink.
Plus,
and now I love me some drip, man. I mean, it's so easy. You just set it and forget it.
That stovetop method tends to burn your coffee if you're not like paying attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the drip, you know, there's no margin, there's no error.
I like doing French press and drip. Like, depends on how much time I have.
So have you tried?
Ted likes cold brew, man, but that thing is alchemy, man. I mean, it takes like a day to do that. I don't have the patience.
Yes, so I did both. I did cold brew and French press, and both excellent. It's harder to figure out the amounts and how long to leave it and all that with cold brew. So it's a little bit more of a pain in the ass, but you know, it's got a little bit of a different taste. But personally, what I do is I'll drink a cup of it about 30 minutes before my workout, or some of the ways I've used nootropics in the past, and now I've just used Camara this way, is if I'm going to write, because I like to do a lot of writing and reading, and I'll get come up with some creative ideas, is I'll have some Camara, you know, about 30, 40 minutes beforehand, and then I just find that my ideas flow a little faster. And it sounds funny for me to say this, but it's true, man. I'm telling you, if you know, coffee by itself tends to do that, but your product does it a little bit better. And I'm just,
dude, I find myself really creative when I drink that, like 30 minutes prior to like writing. Have you guys seen some of our skits?
Yes,
on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Love
we do some pretty stupid kind of / funny skits.
Those are great.
So, you know, we're gonna be doing those with you at some point.
We
write those skits and we do them on Chimera, man. They make us like really creative.
Who's responsible for writing those? Who's the one that does that?
I'm gonna have to give credit where credit is due. Frank takes the lead on those, and I tend to help out with just filling out the script itself. But Frank is really good at video editing, so he puts these things together like very, very quickly. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I guess it's like an outlet. Like, we've always been goofy like that. So to have a business that, you know, makes money and also, you know, we can be goofy is pretty cool.
I'm extremely strict on set. Very strict. Mm.
Well, I'll say,
yeah, this guy's an asshole on set.
Here's a disclaimer. I don't advocate this, what I'm about to say, but I'm just going to spill the beans here a little bit. The boys and I, not too long ago, went off and created some more programs and products. And when we do this, you know, we'll use, you know, nootropic, or we'll, you know, sometimes we'll use cannabis. And this is, like I said, this is, I'm not advocating this. Nobody told, nobody's saying you should do this. But I'm going to tell you something now. Chimera coffee.
He's outing us.
Chimera coffee with weed. That was a very good combination.
Yeah.
We really enjoyed that quite a bit. Again, we're not advocating it. Look, but...
Slow down, Joe Rogan.
Hey, we ripped out some great ass content, not gonna lie.
We came out with some good shit, so we give you guys partial credit for that.
Yeah. You know, yeah, next time you're on that, send us your ideas and you know, we'll give them a shot. We've gotten some pretty crazy stuff from people. From customers before, like customer service, you know, asking us delivery methods for coffee. You may want to cut this out of the podcast, but is this, somebody even asked us about, you know, enema, coffee.
Enema?
Enema. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Enema. You know, coffee delivery through like an enema. We didn't even know how to field it. I mean, it was a serious question.
Well, Adam takes his coffee like that anyway.
Well, I take a lot of stuff that way just because it's it's the fastest way to your bloodstream. To me, it just seems logical.
Upside down, like,
I mean, if I'm heading to the bar and I want to get drunk faster and cheaper, it just makes sense to pour it down my asshole than it does to actually consume it through my mouth.
Very absorbent.
It's a more enjoyable experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's this crazy scientific process that has to happen when I digest it and go through, you know, when I swallow it through my mouth, but when I just straight to the anus, it's right to business.
Well, I mean, he talks Doug into sprinkling right some on his finger and putting it. I mean, it's a whole.
Wow,
it's a cluster.
It's the whole thing, yeah.
Normally, I typically have to feed him a few shots before I can convince him to do that. He doesn't just willingly come out and do that. He's not that way, but
so yeah,
it's just awkward walking in when they're doing it.
Well, excellent, guys. It's been great talking to you guys. I'm glad we can introduce you guys to the audience and let them know that we're working with you, and we look forward to continue working with you guys.
I can't tell you.
This was really fun.
Yeah.
This was really fun. We look forward to meeting you guys when next we're in L.A. I mean, we have to be there, you know, somewhat soon. The next expo is in January.
I actually have a confession to make right now.
Go ahead.
You guys popped our podcast cherry.
Hell yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Ooh.
That's awesome.
That won't be the... That's not
you're
the,
a real man now.
That's not the first cherry we're going to pop.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait till you meet us in person.
To be honest with you, you know, since you brought that up, it is something... this is a business note here. We could talk a little bit since we're on the phone, that what sold me and what sold the boys on you guys is you guys are very similar to us. And we turned down a lot of different companies that we could have been doing work with for the last year now. And it's because, you know, this is our baby. None of us, it's not just like you guys, it's not our number one thing that we use for finance and money in our lives. So we've been waiting for those perfect relationships that we're excited about, that we're excited. Hey, these are people not only can I do business with, but I feel like I'd enjoy hanging out. We'd enjoy getting together and, you know, shooting the shit with you guys and doing stuff. And I want our audience to see that, because I know, obviously, if they're listeners of ours and they've been listening to us for a long time, they're obviously big fans of us. But I want them to understand that, you know, we wouldn't even be doing business with you guys if we weren't big fans of you guys. So I think it'll be important for us.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree.
All right, gentlemen.
That sounds like a plan.
Well, thanks again, guys. We appreciate it.
Yep, and we'll be...
Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah.
We actually have a contest going on right now. Is it okay if, like, we plug it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Are we off the air?
No. We're going. We're still rolling. We're not stopped. We have not stopped yet. What's Tell me about the contest, you guys.
Okay. Well, at chimeracoffee.com, both with a K, we actually have a banner with a contest link, and we're giving away a GoPro Hero 4 Black bundle. Tripod, memory card, the power pack, Chimera bags, adventure mugs, a cap. You know, it's a whole bunch of prizes. So we want people to sign up and try to win that.
Excellent. And that's at Chimera Coffee with a K. chimeracoffee.com.
What do they got to do?
You got it.
What's the contest?
Yeah, I mean, it basically to enter, there's a whole bunch of things that you could do, like watch a video on Instagram, and then we'll link a video that we show what Chimera is, or like visit our website, or check out our Facebook page, like, you know, stuff like that. And once you click it, like, it gives you like an entry. It's easy and quick. It's like really easy task.
That's actually really clever.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys take
the prize is sweet. I mean, it's like, you know, the whole GoPro kit and then a whole bunch of coffee.
Very, very cool. Right on.
Perfect. All right, gentlemen.
Awesome.
We'll be.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Yep. Yeah, great talking to you guys.
Fun. Great talking to you guys.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. If your goal is to build and shape your body, dramatically improve your health and energy, and maximize your overall performance, check out our discounted RGB Super Bundle at mindpumpmedia.com. The RGB Super Bundle includes MAPS Anabolic, MAPS Performance, and MAPS Aesthetic. 9 months of phased expert exercise programming designed by Sal, Adam, and Justin to systematically transform the way your body looks, feels, and performs. With detailed workout blueprints and over 200 videos, the RGB Super Bundle is like having Sal, Adam, and Justin as your own personal trainers, but at a fraction of the price. The RGB Super Bundle has a full 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can get it now, plus other valuable free resources at mindpumpmedia.com. If you enjoy this show, please share the love by leaving us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes and by introducing Mind Pump to your friends and family. We thank you for your support, and until next time, this is Mind Pump.